Welcome to Liverpool Rumours Podcast with Benny Baller and Ed01. Going to be discussing the Man United-Liverpool game at Old Trafford. Let's start with you, Ed. How are you?
Well, I was a lot better before the weekend. Let's put it that way.
Well, let's start with kick-off, shall we?
That was probably the best bit for Liverpool fans, that.
The most possession.
We were still 0-0 at that point. And before we kicked off, we all thought we were going with a diamond and going to get at them with two on top.
That's what we talked about in a previous podcast. We thought about playing Ings and obviously have a sort of Firmino at the cam, Chan and Milner in the middle and Lucas CDM, and Brendan still finds a way to balls that up.
What was he thinking? Ings on the left of all the things.
He said afterwards, he's like, Ings has played out on the left before. I'm thinking, no, Ian, even if he has, why are you doing it? I mean, you had, at the end of the day, you got a centre-back playing, well, a left-back, a centre-back slash right-back playing at left-back. You've got a winger in James Milner playing in centre midfield. You've got, obviously, a striker, Danny Ings, playing left wing, and then you got a cam in Firmino playing right wing, and well, you could arguably say Chan was playing the most forward of the three, which, you know, is just another player out of position. It was a shambles, and we just did not get on that ball in the first half at all.
I think the biggest problem, though, was the way we played the system rather than the shape. There was literally no intent. There was just nothing. It was just like he'd gone out there and said, you know what, I'm in trouble, you know, I fear for my job, it's starting to get a bit of pressure on me, I know what I'll do, I won't go out there and attack them and try and win and, you know, get the fans on side. I'll just put everybody behind the ball and sit back and try and hoop it long to run track, eh?
I think he sort...
that'll get the fans on side.
I think he sort of took confidence in the second half against Arsenal, the defensive display. And I think he went to go and do that in the first half against United. And, you know, we was sat behind the ball. There was nothing. Milner lost the ball many a time trying to go forwards. Lucas had no one to pass to. It was, we just, like you said, we just wanted to sit back and from the off.
It's just disastrous. I mean, both teams are playing terribly at the moment. They didn't even have a striker on the pitch. You'd think that's a, you know, you'd look at that and say, let's get at these. They've got Fellaini in the team. Let's go for it and put them under pressure.
But no.
It's just nothing there, was it? It was definitely play for the draw.
Oh, big time. It was so toothless. It was, well, you know, depressing. It's almost put me off watching Liverpool that game.
It was very, very, very frustrating. I just sat there and thought, people keep saying this, you know, the thing is, at least it's better than the Souness era. Well, I can tell you, I was going to those games and they were not this bad. The players were crap, don't get me wrong. We've got a lot better players now. The players are twice, maybe three, four times as good as the dross that Souness brought in the main. But at least they tried. I mean, Paul Stewart's worst player I've ever seen in my life. But at least he ran around and gave it effort. There just was no real intent in that game. It just really was. I really do not see what Milner brings to the game at all.
Well, let's...
It reminds me...
Go on.
I was watching, was it West Ham that played? Was it West Ham that played the other?
Newcastle.
Who did they play this week?
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Poyet?
Lee Cattle. Not Lee Cattle. Well, Jack Colback. That's
yeah.
It. That's what I was trying to think of. He used to play in the midfield for Newcastle. And I was watching him and I was thinking, he's just like James Milner. Runs around all day long. But there's absolutely nothing. Nothing.
I definitely think just... James Milner, that's his worst performance. I mean, you could count how many times you need three hands to count how many times he gave the ball away. It was, you know, and I guess you can say there weren't enough movement ahead of him. I mean, Firmino don't know what to do on the wing. I think he's...
Even Lucas had a bad game this weekend as well, which didn't help.
Definitely, yeah. I'm not going to be... You know, we love Lucas, but we've also got to say when he's had a bad game too, you know, and he did.
Yeah, he wasn't good at the weekend, but... Again, same issue as well. Milner got on the ball. It was he meant to pass to? There was nothing. It's just one of those worst performances that you... It's one of the worst performances I think I've ever seen in my life of Liverpool. It was as bad as the Stoke one.
Yeah.
Luckily, they aren't as good as Stoke were last season.
Well, if they did have a striker on the field, we could have been in a lot more trouble.
Could have been a cricket score if they'd had a decent striker. I mean, at the end one, when you've got what's his name? Marshall running at Skirtle. And Skirtle running away from
him.
Yeah,
people rave about this goal, and I'm like, it's just really, really bad defending.
Skirtle ran away from him, and still, he took the ball off the lad's toe. It was only the bad bobble that gave it back to him and gave him a chance, rather than him being so skillful. He did nothing. It's just Skirtle so appallingly bad that he ran away and managed to get out the way of it. What was he doing?
He literally did. He
stand him up.
And we talked about how, you know, before you come into your own box, you stay on outside of the box and commit there. If you've got to commit, you know, you do it outside the box. But once again, he let him come into the box and he just let him come. And
then he can't make a challenge because he's going off if he does. So he has to let him go past him. It's ridiculous.
Really
it's
poor.
It's basic school ball defense. And in my opinion, those kind of things are the things that you get rid of players for doing. If they do them once, it's a mistake. They do it twice, then you've got to be fixing it. And this is, I've lost count of the number of times I've seen him backing away now. Mm. It's time you've just got to change it. I mean,
let's start with in the first 7 minutes Skirtle's given the ball away twice to, and you know, they've had chances. And then in around 10 minute mark, or maybe just beyond that, Mignolet throws a ball out into a Man United player. This also, you know, all inside the first 20 minutes. And Gary Neville, you know, fair play to him, giving it a big one, saying someone needs to tell Skirtle he's not Nelson Piquet. He's not wrong.
Nelson Piquet?
Sorry, I'm in. Too much F1. Gerard Piquet. I love F1, sorry.
I used to love Nelson Piquet.
But there we go.
That could be confusing. Yeah, I see what you mean. He can't pass the ball, so don't ask him to do it. If you're going to play him, you've got to play to his strengths. And we don't do that, so I keep picking him. It's not fair on him. He's simply not good enough to play another way. Mm. That's it. So you've got to change it. Oh, but
I've got nothing to comment really on the game. I'm going to have to let you do it, mate. Because
the right spot was the Benteke goal was an excellent finish.
Great
goal.
You've
got to ask, what was Ander Herrera doing? I really rate Ander Herrera. I'm going to put. I know he's a Man United player. But I think he's a fantastic player. I think he's one of the ones we've missed out.
Is he the one that bottled it?
Yeah, he ducked out of that. He should have got his head to that. He should have put his head in there, and then they'd have got a free kick, and it wouldn't have stood. Hmm. So, yeah, well, I'm not complaining because we got a goal, but it's just like, you know, even the good point is only. Well, it's just hard to see a good point other than that, isn't it, really?
I think we just need to sort of skim over it. I mean, we'll go over the goals. First one, the free kick. What absolutely shocking defending.
And this is where Milner, I would have dragged him off the pitch myself if I'd have been in charge myself at that point. When he dived on the floor to make a get out of the way of it. I don't know, he'll say he was trying to spread himself, but was he something I can't. I'm trying not to swear.
Well, he shouldn't have been making that challenge.
The smallest target possible to be. He should have been. He should have been further out anyway.
Exactly. A couple should have been. We had. I think we had.
He has been.
I was just saying, they had one, I think it was one striker, in. We set up a line, and they had one player amongst it, and we had no one picking up on the edge of the box.
It's just rank bad work, but that's the players on the pitch, that's not down to Brendan. I can't blame Brendan for that bit, because they should know better than to just carry on doing it blind. They should know better than to not, you know, they should be creating markets.
It's where you need a leader.
They should be sorting out. Yeah, exactly. That's Milner. That's one of the reasons why I don't rate him as a captain, because he does not organise anything. He offered nothing in terms of organisation. Instead, he's come running out too late and then dives out the way of it. Anyway, throws himself to the ground to make certain it doesn't hit him. One thing I've not thought of him is a bottler, but he definitely bottled that one, getting out of the way of it, because there's no reason to go on the floor. Absolutely no reason. You stand up and you face it. Instead, he's turned his back and thrown himself to the floor. That's cowardly. End of. We always used to get told, if it hits you in the face, that's great. You've done your job. Get it in the face. That was one of the things we always used to get told when we were being when we were being coached. You get your face in, you get into their face with your face, because that puts them off. If you just run at them, it puts them off. But if you start turning your back, and they know you're going to turn your back, then it means, they know you're going to pull out before you get to them, so they're not going to get clattered. So it's part of the intimidation is gone. And he bottled that. He definitely bottled it. He turned his back, and he threw himself to the floor just to make certain he didn't get it. It's pathetic. They're professionals. He's paid $150,000 a week, and he can't even stand up and face up. It's ridiculous. I mean, it was a good hit. Fair play. They worked it well, but it should never have been allowed to happen.
God no. Second goal then. What do you make of the penalty? It's a penalty, isn't it? Yeah.
Argue with it, can you?
That's the problem when you play a right-footed player on the left-hand side. He wants to make a challenge with his right foot, and you lose a little bit of distance. You lose out on the sweep as if it were your left foot doing it on that side. And that,
I'm not really complain about that though. He's a kid. He's learning the trade.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to make mistakes. It's what you have to take.
He's still got to take the constructive criticism. We can't just not, because
He got it wrong.
Yeah,
and he needs to learn from it. But that's all with that one, I think. But he's not 30 years old and supposed to be the captain. So, this is when you need the captain to step in and say, when GM up and that. And to be fair, I think he did seem to carry on and play on, and he didn't seem to let it get to him. So, can't really be too harsh on the lad. He's made a bad mistake, though.
Yeah.
But that's why you don't let them run you into the box.
True.
Stand up on the edge of the box, not inside the box. You never let them get you inside the box if you can help it. But hopefully you'll learn from that. And, hopefully in future we'll be playing in the middle rather than left back anyway. So what a manner. Alongside Sacco, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Sacco's reportedly to be starting on Thursday.
Well, he better be, because there's just no hope if we're carrying on with these two, Lovren and Skirtle, week in, week out. Lovren just has... He looked like he might be starting to recover from the disaster he had last year.
He wasn't too bad. I'd say he wasn't too bad against Man United.
That's what said, started to recover. I think I'm still not convinced. He didn't look like he had a clue what he was doing most of the time. His passing was off, like everybody else, to be fair. So, yeah, maybe it's more that he was just part of a general malaise rather than he had a particularly bad performance, to be fair to him.
Yeah, you couldn't label him as bad like you could Skirtle. I mean, Skirtle was woeful. Really bad. the giving away of the ball, the, you know, letting Marshall score.
Well, I mean, I don't mind if Marshall scores because he's beaten him. He's done a Henry-esque bit of skill or shot or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't mind that. What bothers me is that it was easy because Skirl just ran away from him. I mean, that's just... That's what bothers me. I don't mind the other team scoring. You have to accept that it's going to happen sometimes and try and work on improving it so it doesn't happen. But it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do. Humans make mistakes. But that is not a mistake. That's just rank amateur, terrible defending for that third goal. I don't know how, you know, we're not going to know how good Marshall is for a while yet because he needs to come up against better defenders than we had.
Yeah.
I was really interested to see how good a player he is, but I hope for the lad he's not that, you know, he doesn't get expected to do that every week because he won't play defenders as bad as Skirtle every week, that's for sure.
I don't, I think that's all I got for the Man U game, really. I just want to put it behind me. Is there anything else you want to bring up on it?
No, I've just had a good rant and I think I just want to just forget it ever happened, to be honest, and just hope that it's the low point of the season and things are looking up from now on with the bit of... Shit, I can't see it, but I'm hoping that it's the turning point and we start playing good football from now on.
Well,
please. Please.
We all thought the diamond was coming then. I don't, you know, insanity is doing the same thing expecting different results, and that's Brendan Rodgers. This 4-3-3 is absolute nonsense. I don't think he'll change it. And I think he will be... I mean, do you want to talk about what... I see you alluded to it on the page. Or are we keeping that between us, Mr. Bradley?
Which... that was just something... He has been asked for it, that's all. It's not like... I was just wondering about him coming in. I don't think... Well, I mean, I'm sure he'd love to take the job. I'm 100% sure he'd love the job, but I don't... There's no plans for him to take over the job because there's no plans for Rodgers to go at the moment. Yeah. As it stands, there's, you know, Rodgers is not on his way, so... So, yeah, so all Bradley is he's had a few weird, you know, advised and that's it, nothing more.
So far.
He's not taking over, so no getting hopes up yet. Or getting disappointed, because I don't know whether he's the right answer. In some respects, he sounds brilliant. In other respects, I don't know. You know, he doesn't seem good enough. It's... Until someone like that gets a role like that, you won't know, will you? To be fair to him.
What do you prefer our next manager to be? You know, someone who's won it all, or someone, you know, with new ideas and young? Because we've done that. We tried that with Brendan.
Personally, I'd just like a winner. Someone who knows how to win and has been there and done it, really. I think we've had enough of young, fresh ideas for the while.
Yep. Okay.
It's just time to get somebody in who actually knows what they're doing from the start.
Okay. All right, let's move on. As we've got this one pretty much wrapped up, the Man United game, let's move on to Thursday. What are our hopes? What are our expectations? Yeah, how are you feeling about it?
After that, well, the one thing is it can't get any worse.
So, you're right there.
So I'm just looking forward to a game that couldn't be as bad as that, because it doesn't matter how much you get beaten by. If it's not getting beaten by Man United or Everton, it's not as bad, is it? At the end of the day,
I'd like to see a better performance. Definitely.
Definitely. 100%, it needs to be better. But luckily, I just can't see how it could possibly be any worse. Even Souness didn't get such bad performances.
Formation, what do you want to see?
I just want to see us go at them and actually try and win, not try and draw. Other than that, I really don't care about formations and that, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We used to play technically what was a 4-4-2, but after time, there was three or four players in the box.
Benteke needs help, so I think formation help matters, because Benteke needs help. He's so isolated. He needs someone near him.
So that's what a breaking midfield should be doing.
Yeah, but we've seen it. We've scored, not really. We've scored 2 wonder goals and an offside goal this year. That's it. And we've seen Coutinho linking up with Benteke, and it's just not enough. There's nothing coming from wide. To be fair to Ings, it's not his position. It's not Firmino's position. And Lallana, it's not his position. He's a number 10. Nothing is coming from wide. And it's all trying to be down the middle. But then Benteke is all on his own, bar Coutinho linking up with him. It's a shambles. The attack is a shambles.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
We've scored an offside goal.
Like Milner.
Offside goal and 2 worldies. That's it in 5 Premier League games. I got a quick stat for you. Quick stat I read. I'm sure everyone else has seen it. Something like, I posted it to you. Something about we've only scored more than 1 goal? Is it more than 1 goal? I hope I'm wrong and it's actually 2. But I'm going to say it's more than 1 goal in more 2 games out of the last 18. Last 16.
I'm trying to find it, see whether you've sent it here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent it.
Send it on Skype.
I'm sure someone will clear it up for us, but... It was something like,
last 18 league games, scored more than 1 goal twice. QPR and Newcastle at home last year.
How bad?
That's 19 league games now.
How bad is that?
19 league games, we've scored more than 1 goal twice. So in half a season, it's just appalling. It really is.
That is appalling for, QPR at the bottom of the league last year. That is appalling for whoever's bottom of the league right now. I mean, it's relegation form. It's absolutely relegation form. The relegation teams put up more of a fight and get more goals.
I think better than we did
this weekend. I'm just disgusted by that. I really am. I don't know how he's still in the job. Surely, Roy Hodgson weren't as this bad. He wasn't. And Roy Hodgson had players like Konchesky and Kyriakos.
Exactly.
Christian Poulsen. Oh, God. Raul Morales playing right midfield.
God, he was awful, that Morales.
And a Torres with 1 knee, And Hodgson still pulled out better results. I mean, he's got to go. I don't want to get back to Brendan, sorry. Thursday night. Summer's got to change in attack. Because it's not working. It's horrible
to
watch.
We need to show some intent. They need people getting forward and with pace. Not as in, like, I don't mean they've got to be quick players. I mean, the ball needs to be moved at pace. It's not about how fast you run. It's how fast you move the ball about. That's why one-touch passing is so important in the end games. If you can hit it one-touch, the opposition doesn't have time to set themselves.
I totally agree, but we don't have them players.
They don't have time. We do.
Coutinho always takes too many touches. Always loves a dribble, a turn, and a dribble.
He's told to pick that way.
Jordan Ibe always has to run at a player. It seems to be... the only way he can play.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as the ball's at pace.
Yeah, but Jordan Ibe doesn't beat his man.
If you can run at a team, and then you're committing, and then you play the ball, that's what you want to be doing. Or if you're good enough, get past them, then play the ball. Jordan Ibe was the one that created the goal, wasn't he?
Yeah, with a cross. No, it was a corner. It come out, and then Jordan Ibe put it back in. And then it was deflected up in the air off a defender. But,
he's the one that got it in there.
But it's a cross. It's a cross. And we talk about needing to cross, and we don't cross enough. And Jordan Ibe is... Yeah. I love him.
That's what we need out of Ibe, is him to just hit the byline and play the crossing first time. Normally, what he does is he faps about or he tries to cut inside. When he's running, he gets the byline and then tries to beat him again. And you don't want him coming back. Don't cut back. Play it in. Doesn't matter if it's on your wrong foot. Play it in. Because you've got more chance of it when they're still running back as well. You've got more chance of a goal being scored if it's played in first time than you have if you cut back again. Because then they've got time to be turning and coming outwards when the ball's played in. You want them running back towards the goal when you play the ball in, because then there's a very, very good chance that even if they do get a touch, they're putting it in towards their net as well.
Mm. Yeah, I was always taught,
Peter Beagrie used to drive me mad, because you'd watch him, he'd beat his man and you're thinking, right, put the ball on the edge of the, the striker's waiting there for the ball, and he'd cut back again and then he'd beat his man again and then he'd do it again. And you're thinking, if you just cross the damn ball, somebody could score it. And even the strikers had, by this point, had just stood hands on hips and forgot, just waiting, wondering if he's ever going to cross, and then he'd lose the ball. And this is what our problem's been, is players are looking to do too much. Sometimes you just need to hit the byline and get the ball in immediately. I know people will say that's route one football, but it's not. It's not bad football, getting the ball in. Most of the European teams, you watch them, and that's what they do. It's, the difference, Juve last season, one of their main strengths was getting to the byline and getting the ball in. And the advantage they had, the reason why they were doing so well, is because they had Pogba and Vidal supporting the attack. They were getting in the box as well. So one of them could get on the end of it if the striker didn't. It wasn't left to just Tevez or whatever. And it doesn't matter even if you've not got a Benteke, even if it's Coutinho in there. If the ball's a good ball, he can still get to it and score. Because it doesn't have to be a big head. It just needs to be a good ball played into a dangerous area. There's just as much chance that an own goal will be scored that way as well. You don't care how it goes in the back of the net, as long as it ends up in the back of the net. That's the important thing. And we're not doing that right now. So let's just try getting some crosses in and getting some bodies in the box and doing it that way, if that's the only way it's going to work. Just anything. Just change it.
Something's got to change. I fear I don't want to watch the game, but I'm going to, because obviously we've got to do a podcast. But that is the only thing. If I see the 4-3-3 lineup again, I might just have to let you do the next one on your own.
The only time we're going to have a problem, we've got an issue, is I can't watch his play Spurs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have to find somebody else to do the Spurs podcast, because obviously I won't have a clue what'll happen. But I can't watch it. If we lose, then at least I'll be able to watch them from then on. But until we lose, I'm not watching the Spurs game.
Don't worry, I think that that'll change this year.
People were saying that last year and we battered them. It was our only decent performance of the season, really.
It was, yeah. Yeah, it was. I remember the time.
Yes, and think how I feel. I haven't seen one decent performance.
I didn't get to watch it. I was on community service, but yeah, doing my bit, weren't I?
You get a lot of that.
Maybe I shouldn't watch it.
Isn't that what you're doing this? Isn't that what you're doing this, community service?
Basically. No, I'm a childminder, because you're on day release. They let you out to ramble on. What time is bedtime? 7 p.m.
Speaking of day release, I went to Vol the other day. I was feeling a bit, like, after the game, I was feeling a bit depressed. So I was in the mall, and they've got a little roller coaster in there, mini roller coaster thing, you know, a little foam. Like,
in the shopping centre.
Like a roller coaster inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, in one of the malls. Quite a few of them, have you? Anyway, so I'm in. And I knew that I'd actually planned this rather than. I didn't just happen to have a rusty bolt in my hand. So I just thought I really needed cheering up. So I wanted to try something I thought would be funny. So got on, sat next to a stranger, and just sits about, you know, they strap you in and that. And then they started going. And I just turned to him, held out my hand, opened it out with this rusty bolt in my hand, and said to him, "Is this supposed to come out?" He screamed like a girl the entire game.
You've not got nothing better to do with your time.
Not really. I quite enjoyed it. It cheered me up.
75-year-old man goes onto a children's roller coaster and scares everyone with a nut that he just happens to have in his pocket.
Well, it was fun.
I reckon it's a nut that fell out your head.
I thought it was worth a laugh. Yeah, made my day, believe me. Cheered me up. After the weekend, I needed it. You should try it, honestly. Go to Alton Towers with a nut in your pocket. Bolt in your pocket.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
And just try it, honestly. It is funny. Just the face.
Just
the guy really looks terrified.
Where did you even find
a
nut bolt?
He really did look. What do you mean, where do I find?
Where did you have a bolt from?
You put things together, don't you? You know, furniture. And there's always bits left over.
I think you're losing the plot. Right, let's sum it up before your nurse comes back.
That furniture. The missus made me go to IKEA. So I needed to. It's been a bad weekend. I got dragged to IKEA and had to watch that.
So you're not meant to have leftover bolts.
Are you sure? I'm sure they put an extra one in. I'm sure they put an extra one in just so people will go, "Are you sure that's one?" You know, so your missus could then spend the next 6 months saying, "There should have been that bolt, should have gone in there," you know.
Quite possibly. It's the biggest troll ever by IKEA.
I think that's what they've done. I honestly do. It so they can cause hassle. So that you then have to take your missus back there as a peace gesture. You then have to take her back to IKEA shopping to keep her happy. See, it's part of their fiendish plan.
The buggers.
It's a bizarre
right.
place. Like, never been to one.
IKEA? No, I
haven't. First bit's
to be honest.
Honestly, there's nothing there. It's just like you're just walking around and you have to follow these paths and it's like there's just people wandering about aimlessly, taking pictures of labels and stuff. And you think, "Oh, the hell's this? I thought this was a shop."
See,
there's like nothing to buy with labels ever. And then you go into the second part when you've been through about 4 hours of this, you know, steering around all these things. You get into the second part and it's a warehouse and you have to match up the numbers. And like, well, what number was the bit, what number's the bit they want? And people have just got photographs of it, so they're looking through their phone. That's why they're taking photographs. Like, yeah. This is bizarre. You don't have to go rooting through these. Never seen the like of it.
Someone
just having the stuff on display and picking it there.
See, I wouldn't
really
know
hard.
As I don't shop at IKEA. I'm more of a Harrods man, to be honest.
I think it's more that you don't have a woman, Sam.
A woman?
Yeah. It'll never happen, don't worry.
Not worried.
I'll never find one to put for you.
Not worried. I'm just glad she doesn't listen to his podcast. She'd be like, "Is this why you don't text me? Because you're talking to your friend." Honestly.
Except we all know you haven't got any friends. So
I know.
That's just a lie.
You're just a man behind the screen. Anyway, let's sum it up because, right, weekend depressing. Oh, yeah, don't worry, I'll get the paintballers joke of the week. Don't you fret. Don't you fret. Right, summary first.
But they're all waiting.
We were absolutely crap at the weekend. I don't want to watch us again. Ed is going to watch us Thursday. Hopefully it's not 4-3-3. Hopefully we get a good performance. And now Ed is going to do the jingle for Benny Baller's joke of the week.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it as well as you, but I'm going to try without corpse in this time. I'm already laughing. I can't believe it.
Come on, let's do this.
Oh, my God. Right, okay.
I can't believe it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Let's do it.
I was ready then.
I'm so buzzing. I'm so buzzing for this.
Oh, yes. Well, you talk. I'm about to say it.
Go on.
Benny Ballers, joke of the week. That was it, wasn't it? Was it?
That was crap.
See, the problem is I could do it as toneless as you.
Benny Bowler's joke of the week.
Yeah, I couldn't do it that tonelessly. I tried.
But... You did well, though. Round of applause for Ed. It's a good effort.
I did right. Live one.
You'll like this one. You'll love this one.
Oh, God.
It's short and sweet. My massive big joke of the week is Brendan Rodgers.
Oh,
that's my joke. What a joke. What an awful joke. That is an awful joke. I'll give you that one this week.
Yeah.
It's an awful joke.
That's your yeah.
Brendan Rodgers is an awful joke. There you go.
Oh, that is the worst. Yeah.
It is the worst, you know.
I thought it was going to be something bad, like what do you call a three-legged donkey?
I don't know.
A wonky. That's what I was thinking, how bad you'd go, but you had to go lower. Didn't think it was possible. You did it. Nice one. Ah, that's lost all the listeners now then.
What? Brendan Rodgers is a joke, is he not?
Yeah, but Brendan's about the only person that listens, remember?
Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, we forgot our segment of Ask Brendan Anything. Ask Brendan anything. Ed, well, you got one question to Brendan this week. We asked him to play Ings. He played Ings, but he trolled us. He trolled us big time.
Yeah, he thought he was funny. Trying to be funny, but it's weird. So all I want to ask...
Imagine if that's true.
Just one word. Why?
Why? Why what?
That's it.
You got to elaborate.
Everything. Why?
Okay. Mine will be, I'll elaborate a bit more. How? Right, let's wrap it. Brendan, I want answers. Why? Now, I think what's going on is Brendan's on a big wind-up. He's just on a wind-up.
I think he is.
That's all he's doing. He's trolling us.
Listening to us. He turns up at games. He turns up at games when we say he doesn't.
Yeah.
So he's obviously listening. And then he plays Ings when you suggest it to him.
He's like, oh, I'm going to go play him wing left.
I'll play him just because they asked. But it's going to be my way.
Get a load of this. Right, no. So seriously, Brendan... Diamond, please, if it fails...
Ask your 12-year-old. And they always do it, but they do it sulkily and in their own, you know, with a bit of an attitude when they do it.
Like when
that's
you...
That's what he did that.
Like
that's
when
what
you...
that is. I'll play him, but it's going to be my one.
Like when your mum makes you take something upstairs so you shuffle your feet and stamp on every step.
That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, I was doing it from any other point of view because I'm not a child like you. I'm an adult, no. So I think of it from being a parent, how a kid does it.
That's it. But
obviously, you still being a child living at home with your parents.
Better living with my parents than in an old age home. What time is bingo like tonight?
It's all right living in an old age. It's all right living in an old age home. You know, they feed you
bananas
regularly. Yeah, bed bath. With that, it's alright.
We could deal with that. Right, let's wrap it up anyway. Last week, poor. Joke of the week is Rodgers. We're hoping for more Thursday. We're asking Brendan this week why and how. And also, please just play a diamond. Let's just give it a go. Give it a go. Danny Ings, Benteke, Firmino, Coutinho behind him. Let's do it. Let's give it
attack.
A go. Attack. Yeah. Why, how, and attack. Thank you for listening. Any last comment, Ed?
No. None.
None. Nada. Okay, right. Cheers, guys. We will catch up with you Friday with the Europa League catch-up. Okay. Cheers for listening. Ta-ra.